This episode of Enterprise Radio is brought to you by the Before It Happened podcast series. From transportation and AI to just anything you can put in your home, office, or pocket, you'll hear from the innovators themselves as they tell their stories of how they brought those visions to life. To listen in or to subscribe, simply visit beforeithappened.com.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Today, we're speaking with Wikipedia specialist and content strategist, Kendall Leeper of To The Point Collaborative. Kendall has counseled corporate, nonprofit, and individual clients, helping them improve and update their Wikipedia articles. And Kendall, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Oh, thank you so much for having me, Eric.
Hey, you're more than welcome, Kendall, and looking forward to learning a few things from you today. So tell us, for starters, what is notability in the world of Wikipedia and why should one care?
Well, notability is Wikipedia's requirement that you have to meet in order to even have an article on Wikipedia. So in a nutshell, what that means is you need the right combination of the amount and type of media coverage about the subject that you want to post an article about. So if you can't jump that hurdle, Wikipedia will not let you have an article on their platform. And I would say most people who are new to Wikipedia don't even realize there's such a thing as notability. But once they post a new article and it is immediately elected for a deletion from Wikipedia, and the note they get is that it doesn't meet the notability requirement, that's when they start to care about notability and want to find out what it means and what it means for them to actually have an article on the platform. For example, in the first week of September alone, over 140 articles were nominated for deletion from Wikipedia. So it's pretty common.
That certainly is some quite interesting information, and I'm looking forward to hearing more. Tell us, what is the value of being in Wikipedia? Help listeners understand that.
Oh, there is a lot of value to being on Wikipedia, but I would say at the top of the list is a twofold response. And the first one, which I'm sure just about everybody is familiar with, when you Google a company or a well-known person or something or someone that has a Wikipedia page, that information shows up in the top right of your search screen. And there will be a box there with some basic information like a description of the company and their logo, maybe their phone number and where they're located. And always is the word Wikipedia in blue, which is a link that goes directly to your Wikipedia page. And that leads me to the second part of my answer, which is first impressions. We talk to people a lot about how Wikipedia might be the first place that someone meets you or your business. It could be donors, volunteers, future customers, and investors. And when they come there to meet you, you want to know what they're going to see. Is the information accurate? Is it up to date? Everybody wants to make a good first impression, and sometimes that is someone's perception of your credibility. It doesn't necessarily, you know, mean that you're credible or not, but people might have that perception. So it's really important to know what is there when people are visiting and make sure that it represents you well.
Now, Kendall, let's say that one has a social media community of a huge following. Why or why not will that help them get into Wikipedia?
That is a very important question right now. In this day and age, with thought leadership being so important and expert interviews and your million social media followers or your latest TED Talk, a lot of people get popularity and notability confused. So all of those things I just mentioned are more about popularity and who's seeing you, where they're seeing you, how often they're seeing you. But the key to that notability piece is it's not what you are saying and doing and who you're saying it to, it's who is covering what you are saying and doing. So are journalists writing about you and saying the things about you that you're doing in the world? And so that's the key for that notability piece, and that that is really opposite of all the followers you have on Instagram.
That bit right there certainly helps us understand how all that works. Really do appreciate that. Now, once again, this episode of Enterprise Radio is being brought to you by our partners at the Before It Happened podcast series. Before any world-changing innovation, there was a moment, an event, a realization that sparked that idea. The Before It Happened podcast series is a show about that idea. Each week, host Donna Laughlin takes a deep dive into a singular light bulb moment that inspired the visionaries to push forward and change our lives. To listen in or to subscribe, visit beforeithappened.com. Again, that is beforeithappened.com. Today, we're joined by Wikipedia specialist and content strategist Kendall Leeper of To The Point Collaborative here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, continuing on, Kendall, what is the single biggest mistake people and companies make when they try for Wikipedia indexing?
I think it's really going to Wikipedia and not realizing that there are rules that you need to follow in order to edit Wikipedia. And that is whether or not you're adding a new article or editing an existing article. There are many rules that you need to know in order to participate correctly. For example, everything in your article needs to be written in a neutral tone. It really is an online encyclopedia, so you don't want to use jargon. It's not the place to use Wikipedia speak and use it as a marketing platform for your business. There are also rules about transparency. If you have some kind of a relationship, if you're an employee or you know someone at the company that you are editing on behalf of, you need to declare that relationship. And I think a lot of people make that mistake and don't realize they need to declare that when they're working within Wikipedia. There are also rules about how to engage with the volunteer editors, being polite and doing things in a proper way. So I don't think a lot of people realize that, because you always hear anyone can edit Wikipedia, and that's true, but you need to make sure that you are looking at and following the guidelines and the best practices in order to be successful.
And once again, thanks for your input there. Now, who are the volunteers of Wikipedia, and how would someone become a part of the Wikipedia team? Talk to us about that.
Well, Eric, I checked yesterday, and there are over 42 million registered users in the Wikipedia community. That's a lot of people. It does have a history of being edited disproportionately by cis white men. And that is something that I know Wikipedia and the Wikimedia Foundation are working on with projects to provide more female users and to have more pages about women. But a survey by the Wikimedia Foundation in 2018 showed that only 13.6% of contributors to English Wikipedia identified as female. And in 2017, 17% of all published biographies were about women, and that's a very small percentage. But as I said, they're doing a lot to try to make that better and fix the gender gap, close that. They have a really great program called Women in Red, and it's an effort to get more women represented on Wikipedia. So that's been nice to participate in as well.
Kendall, we certainly appreciate your visit with us here today, and I'm sure our listeners have learned something here about Wikipedia that they never knew before tuning in, and certainly do appreciate what you do in the space in those regards. Before we go, and in conclusion, any closing thoughts, a takeaway, a tip, or anything else you'd like to share along the lines of our conversation today?
Yes, I'd like to just end with some good news, and that is that anyone can contribute to Wikipedia, and you should. It's a very interesting platform. It's interesting how it works and all the different people you can interact with in Wikipedia in the community. But definitely you'll want to understand the guidelines and the best practices so you can be at your most successful when you are editing or adding an article on Wikipedia.
And certainly a great place to conclude. Thanks for those concluding remarks. If listeners wanted to get more information on your firm, To The Point Collaborative, where's the best place to get further details?
Absolutely. They can either email me directly at kendall@tothepointcollaborative.com, or they can visit our website, which is tothepointcollaborative.com, and learn a little bit more about Wikipedia there. And we have a way for you to sign up to have a conversation with us about Wikipedia.
And of course, as always, we'll leave that link within the show notes of this broadcast. Again, listeners, it is ToThePointCollaborative.com. Kendall, all the best, and thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you so much. It was a pleasure.
And you're more than welcome. Our pleasure. We've been speaking with Wikipedia specialist and content strategist Kendall Leeper of To The Point Collaborative. And again, for all the details and for contact, visit ToThePointCollaborative.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.
This episode of Enterprise Radio was brought to you by our partners at the Before It Happened podcast series. Nearly 20 years ago, Donna Laughlin launched a public relations firm with the sole purpose of helping visionaries tell their story to the world. Now, two decades later, she's sharing those stories and more with you. To listen in or to subscribe, simply visit BeforeItHappened.com. Again, that is BeforeItHappened.com.